WRNGU. North Greenville University was doing us all a favor by keeping you tied up, locked up there all day long. Where are you, boy?
Just left Taco Casa.
I tell you what. Well, on your way back, you ought to stop over at the sharpshooters and say hey to those knotheads. I'll be over there in about 5 or 10 minutes. That's almost on your way, isn't it?
I don't know where they are.
If you turn right down Rutherford Road from Pleasantburg, you travel right, just almost right across from the State Farmers Market. You'll see, I believe the building is green, and that's it.
Not the old farmer's market.
Not beside, across the street.
Used to be a building supply.
Mine is next door, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first original Lowe's.
Used to buy building supplies in there from a guy, from whatever that used to be. I've forgotten.
Yeah, it was another name of building supply after Lowe's moved out. If you remember, Lowe's moved out onto Pleasantburg across what used to be, or what is the Home Depot now. And then they moved from there over into Greenville.
This is G, listening. Voice in a while. Of course, I've been off the air for a little while.
Well, where you been, son?
Well, I went and got me a stomach ectomy, what they call a sleeve. I got tired of being fat.
Wow, how about that? Well, what was your starting point? How much?
287.
And how tall?
5'7".
Wow, and where are you now?
Well, I just had it done. I'm just recovering here really recently, but before that I was pretty much just trying to get a little bit of weight off. We got about 15 pounds off before the surgery, and I just had the surgery done a few days ago, so I'm still, I still hadn't even weighed yet to see, but right now it's where it'll start falling off because my stomach's only about 30% of what it used to be.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I've heard some good things about that. I've known some people that have had diabetes, and they had that gastric bypass, and man, let me tell you what, when it was all said and done, one of them had lost 128 pounds, and he was down to about 150 the last time I talked to him, and he was about your height, and was completely off all the insulin.
But I'm hoping that's what's going to happen to me. It'd be a godsend if that is the case. But, yeah, they're pretty sure that I'll be able to get off taking metformin, which is a drug I have to take for it. And also I've had sleep apnea, so they think it'll fix that too. So we'll see. But I'm expected to lose almost 40% of my body weight over the next 6 months.
I wish you good luck there, big boy. Sounds like you're making every effort to make it a success. Right now, just convalescing.
Yeah, I'm sitting here in my man room, just playing with a bunch of junk, trying to clean this place up a little bit, trying to take it easy. And I think probably by Monday I'll be back at work and ready to roll.
Okay, well that's good. So the surgery must not be that bad then.
No, it's not. It only takes them about 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, some of the stuff they do nowadays is pretty unreal. You still in there, Phil?
Yeah, I was going to come by and see you, but my sister just called me that I had lunch with and said she's had a blowout, so I'm going to be changing a tire in this heat.
Wow. Well, let me tell you what's going on with me. You know, I went to my internist this morning, and he said I was fine. My blood pressure was 112 over 76. My daggone, what's that, cholesterol was 158, and the ratio was just near perfect. But I got done with him, and I went over to my orthopedic surgeon and let him look at my hands. And he's a hand specialist, and he's new there in my wife's clinic. And he just flat told me, he says, well, I've only seen worse on one occasion.
Something about it?
I'm going to wait until January because I've got so much going on. He says, that's fine, that's fine. If you can stand it until then, that'd be good. We'll get you fixed up. But he wants to replace the big knuckle on my left index finger. And he wants to rework the big thumb joint at the wrist and fix that one too. He says, your hands will be in moderately good condition after we do those two things.
Dave, I guess now you've got an official reason for being so ornery.
Every time I roll over the wrong way at night, Phil, I roll up on that hand and it'll start hurting so bad it wakes me up. So, yeah, I get a little short of sleep and I get the hurting in my hands real bad. Yeah, I guess I can be ornery sometimes, huh? Gene said he was going through?
I missed the first part of it. I said that sounds very painful. AN4SSG talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, he says it's 6 weeks in a cast and it's 6 weeks of rehab for my thumb. That's actually longer than having a knee replaced.
About 2 months.
You're the one that had the gastric bypass, right?
That's right. And then I'll be getting a knee after I get some weight off.
But we're just going to have to call you the $6 million rebuilt man.
I'm trying to get it all in this year's deductible.
Well, I'll tell you what's nice, hey, Phil. As soon as I get my Medicare Part G started up, and I got my Medicare in place, which I already do, then I won't shell out a dime except for the $200 deductible for the year on the Medicare to get all that done.
That'd be great. I'll see you fellas later. I need to help my sister, W4NGU.
And 0TR. Good afternoon, Phil.
Tom, Phil just bailed out on us. He's got to fix a flat for his sister. And Ken's in there. Ken's going to be the guy in about a year that's going to have to stand twice in the same place to make a shadow.
It's a shadow, too.
This is N0TR. Well, Steve, I just had one question for you.
Far away.
Well, I've been sitting here listening, and I just wondered when you're going in for the maxillofacial surgery.
I had the plastic surgeon look at me and say, son, ain't no hope.
Oh, I just had to break in and say that, Ken. Nobody was picking on him. Sorry to hear you have to have that done to your hands. That's just about the same thing as my son-in-law's going to have done. And oh, Bernice is standing here in the background, but it won't be long. She probably has to have something like that done.
Good to you unless you consent now.
I had his hand reworked. He had carpal tunnel real bad from running Sanders for years. And they used cadaver bones and joints, and they completely rebuilt his hands and made them almost like new.
You know, Steve, I'm amazed. Marie's standing over there at the counter, I think, making some potato soup. And she swore. I've never heard that, only on very rare occasions, like with a smashed finger. When I mentioned getting surgery, she said that'll be a snowy day in you know where.
Well, I tell you what, my knees turned out so good. The result is so good that, you know, if that man can assure me that he's going to get me results that good with my hand, oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, it's amazing. Look what N4IQ had done to his, you know, get a hip replacement, and he never even had to take any pain medication. I think one ibuprofen or something. Totally amazing. Hey, Steve, do you have Netflix?
Had it run out here recently.
Well, that reminds me of, we watched very, very, very extremely few movies, but there was one on there last night, and it was called Shooter. Wow. That would keep you sitting on the edge of your seat. I usually fall asleep sitting there watching it. But starts out a little bit slow, and then, oh, my, that's... We haven't finished watching it, but we're going to. But that brings to mind this one guy. He fixed up a propane bomb, and he was a good guy. Had a clothespin somehow trigger it. And he had went back to this prosthetic surgeon, and had him, or the guy that makes the devices, and had him give him a artificial hip joint, one of the metal ones, with that same serial number on it. And when that blowed up, it blowed blood and guts from a deer out, but yet it left that prosthetic device there, so officially he was dead, I guess, until they looked at hit the deer. That's as far as we got, but that was kind of interesting. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, I'm getting ready to sign off here. I got a bunch of stuff I got to get done. Hope you guys have a great day. KN4SSG, clear.
You take it easy, bud, and good luck with that surgery now. Hang in there with it. Hey, Tom, that was Shooter with Mark Wahlberg and Danny Glover.
That Danny Glover, I'd have remembered him. He's a good actor. It was a different one, Steve. But anyways, you're going down to Shooters. That sounds like fun. It's too hot out. I got some new loads I'd like to try out one of these days. But I want a chronograph them and make certain they're absolutely safe. But just too hot. And we've been out in the yard working this morning and tending the chickens and whatnot, but I guess it's going to be monsoon for the next 3 or 4 days, but I'm a member down there, but I'm not a big fan of indoor ranges, but someday maybe I'll come down there and make bangs with you.
What? Just as soon as the weather breaks, maybe we'll ride over to Pauline, South Carolina, over at the DNR range. And I understand they got 200 and 300.
Well, I'd like to ride along and just watch. I can't take a lot of recall, Steve. I'm too beat up. And it's just way too painful anymore. But I had an old rifle I've had for many, many years, and I might let you zero it for me. I got part of a box of those rounds I told you were a little over 4,000 foot a second out of a 30-06, and they're a sabotaged round. They don't make them anymore, but I wouldn't mind having that because it just shoots a 55 grain bullet out of that 30-06, and if I seen a varmint down the back of the yard or something that needed to be shoot away from the chickens, I could probably take the recoil from a 55 grain bullet.
Matter of fact, I've got an AR that it's a 1-inch Wilson National Match Grade stainless steel bull barrel, and the way I got it set up, it don't hardly kick more than about a 22.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun. Well, a close friend of, and I'm sure you're aware of him if I told you his name, but I won't on the air. We shot his 30 blackout down here with a silencer on it and subsonic. And that actually kicked me too hard. And gosh, I used to go out and sit down and shoot two or three boxes of 270s or 06s or 22 250s or 243s. Never bothered me a bit, but can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I've got a Marlin model 1895 4570, and I've got it loaded with 300 grain jacket and hollow points going out the end of the barrel at about 2,050 feet a second. And I tell you, I shoot it about 8 times, maybe 10 times during a session. That's just it. That's just all I can take.
This is NZLTR. I understand that. I've never shot one, but I'm very familiar with them. Got a trajectory of a flying brick. But they do the job. Good for heavy brush and that. But, I put a game camera up out back, and I had to dispose of a chicken that was dying. And I throwed it back there, which is, 120 yards out. And I never had a game camera before, but my neighbors have. And there's two nice bucks in there that come up, one large one, one small one. A nice rack on one of them. But it's funny, you wouldn't think in the timber that a vulture come down through dense timber. But he come down there and ate that chicken, and then there was a raccoon and a possum and a few squirrels. It was a lot of fun. I've never done that before.
It's pretty amazing what you can pick up on a game camera, especially if you're using it for security. Yeah. Put one behind my building one time. And that's what prompted me to put in security cameras. Next thing I know, I was watching pretty much X-rated video of some couple that had pulled up in there behind my building and was parking. I got their tag number. Well, listen, I'm about to pull up here at Shooters, and I will talk to you a little bit later there, big guy. So, NZR, try to behave yourself. I'm home. VWA, clear.
W4NGU.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Steve, I'll talk to you later. Didn't have to change that tire.
Looking a lot down there, Phil, and that's pretty close proximity to the building, and I think it's a metal building, so he may not be able to answer you.
Well, I got off lucky, Tom. She called the Mercedes dealership, and they're going to do it for free. She's bought several vehicles from them, and they probably want to sell her another one. So I'm not having to change a tire.
This is NZLTR. Fine business on that. You know what? This Avalon of ours is so close to the ground that I would have to call somebody. I just am not able to. I used to change my own oil, but guys, now I go down to that place in Duncan and Sims Auto, and they're really nice, and they change the oil. And I buy the filters and the oil, but I've been a customer there a long time. Usually they won't do that, but they did for me, and because I had several other cars serviced there. And it's not worth $25 for me to get under there and get hurt. And it's a canister. And, man, I'd much rather have a spin-on filter, but not the Avalon, of course. But, and they dispose of it right. So that's good. I just let them have it. And, you know, as much as a Mercedes costs, they ought to offer a service like that.
If she has to have something done, they give her one to drive home, and half the time she don't take it back, so she falls for it.
Well, you know, I went down to that Greer Toyota, probably a year ago. And I always buy two filters for the Tacoma and two for the Avalon, and I buy my oil, the Mobil 1 synthetic over at Costco's when it's on sale. I think we got it for like $26 a case here last week. But I was in there, and I went over and sat in one of those, it was a 2019 Avalon. Bernice is not as big a sucker as I am, but oh, I'd love to have one of those.
They are nice cars, and they ride beautifully. Now, one time it worked in my favor, Tom. She had about 20,000 miles on one, and she took it in for an oil change, and they gave her another one to drive, and she never took it back. And she called me, and she said, you'll buy my car for $5,000. And I said, sure, that's so much for the down payment, but what's the total price? She said, well, I don't have but one brother. How about $5,000? And she didn't get the phone back on the hook before I was over at her house and paid her.
You ain't a kidding. One of the things I like about them is everything is centered around safety. And they're one of the, if not the safest cars in the world. Their engineering on them, they got like 150 or more safety devices on them. I've read about them before, Phil, and it's a little out of my pay grade, but our kids did that once for us, and we really, really needed it at the time. They had a Mazda 626, and they were up in Michigan. They wouldn't give them anything for it, and so they drove it down at Christmas and then flew back, and I forget what we give them for that, $1,500 or something. But boy, I'll tell you, that was a God's blessing. But our 2011 Avalon's only got 60,000 miles on it, and they'll go 200. And no more driving we're doing right now, Phil. I'd be a fool if I was to go trade.
Working good, just keep it. But I'll tell you one thing that's disappointing about that car I got from her. They want too much for replacement parts. Both mirrors on the side, the passenger and the driver, one of them's got a bad motor, and the other one, some plastic has cracked, so neither one of them will move like they're supposed to. And dealership wants $900 each for them. And if you go to a junkyard, they're about $700, and you don't know if they're going to work 30 days. And it's just a nightmare to work on them. That's why people try to trade them when they get so many miles on them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There was a guy on the radio here one time, a few years ago, and he'd had one many years before that, he said, and they wanted like $450 or what was it? It was several hundred dollars to remake a key for it, and that's when he got out of that. And they got cheaper models now, I'm sure. But my daughter's got a BMW convertible, and she drives it through this summer up there in Michigan. So they take it to Wisconsin and park it in this guy's shop and pay him to lease the building. And Hal went down to get, my son-in-law went down to get a battery cable, and they wanted several hundred dollars for that battery cable for that BMW. And it's an older one. It's in the 90s. But it's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. So he just went down to the local, you know, Advanced Auto or something and bought one for $35-40. But I didn't think a salvage yard would want that much for him. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. What's that place in Greer? LNG or something like that? It's the big nationwide place. It was, I think they wanted $650. And then you come and take it off and all that stuff, and I don't think the warranty was over 30 days, but it's just kind of crazy. Well, on your daughter's car there, some of the Mercedes now have a light that moves back and forth when you steer the wheel, which is a real nice feature.
But all of that is a module, and I had a friend that that went out, and he had to have it replaced, and no labor, just the part was $1,300.
I can believe that. Yeah, that is a nice feature. I've seen that. But this autonomous driving, I'm not too crazy about that idea, but it's nice as an assist. I know that one Phil's got, or Dave's got, that Tesla, my memory's getting old, like me. It has that. It's hands off, but it'll enunciate it if something goes wrong, you know, audibly. It'll shake your seat. It'll shake your steering wheel. So the feedback in it's pretty incredible. Now, W4DJW, I kept telling him we've had four Avalons in our life, and I kept telling him about them. He bought one for his wife, or rather, she bought it, maybe. She works. And they just love it. I think they've had two now, and they didn't really have to trade the other one off, but it was a hybrid. But they went to Florida Energy last year, and they get some incredible gas mileage even out of a hybrid.
Reliable, too. They're good cars. I've driven Dave's, and I love it. And I would go autonomous with a Tesla or several other models. Because, like you say, they alert you with the steering wheel and this and that. And if you don't respond, it'll pull over and stop. You can't ignore it. But what I would not drive, the Google model, has no steering wheel. You just sit down and trust it. Now, there's nothing to grab if something goes wrong. And, you know, the public might go for that, but guys like me and you, if we know too much about electronics and that things do go wrong. And I just don't want to get in something I can't grab a wheel and take over.
If you lose an encoder or a resolver or something like that, and the feedback stops, or a tach generator, you're in deep stuff. Yeah, I agree. I like that big screen Dave said on it, well, Bruce and I said in it, but you know, I think he had to replace that already once, and that was probably under warranty, but somebody told me the other day, I think it was Ariel, he owns five of them now, and he drove clear to California with it in the back.
Oh yeah, he buys every new one that comes out, and he's got a new Model Y, as in Yankee, and he says it's the most fun to drive. I can't imagine it being as agile as his Model 3. But, yeah, he did a YouTube video of him going, I think it was Tennessee, and then maybe one to California. He's a wild man, but they're nice cars, and he says that maintenance will prove there's so fewer parts than in an internal combustion engine car. And he says you'll see Teslas with 1,000,000 miles on them. They just had to replace the battery.
Well, I think that's very possible, and it makes sense. And there's so many, you know, as you're going down the road, the diagnostics are like a PLC, and they're looking at everything from, well, the door's locked, or the dome light's out, the parking lights are working. It just itinerates or iterates through a program, and it's doing that at an astounding speed that people don't even understand. So if one of the components does fail, I would think the slightest glitch, you know, if you miss a few pulses or something from an encoder or something like that, it'll just, like you say, it'll abort. And I didn't know it would completely stop you, but that's a wonderful thing. Toyota, they've really got this hybrid thing down with that Prius, and that they got so many years now of experience, and they've put it into the Camry and the Avalon. And Dave says, Watson says that thing will really get up and go. And you know, his other car's a Maxima, and I know they go. It's like 360 horse or so. But he says that Avalon, you step down on it, even though it's four cylinder. I don't know if it's I guess turbocharged or whatever, but he said it'll get up and scat. And coming from Dave, that's pretty good endorsement.
Oh, they'll get up and move. And but some of those Teslas now is 2.3 seconds, 0 to 60, because you got a motor on all four wheels. And I've seen YouTube videos of them out dragging Porsches and Lamborghinis and all that stuff, although the guys driving those cars revved them high up and popped the clutch and all kind of stuff that would tear it up if you did it frequently. And the Tesla was just plain stock and, you know, just started from a scratch. But I'll tell you the only thing I did not like about the Tesla, but Dave said you'll get over it in a minute, in a couple of hours. He said don't give any more thought to that. It drives right in the middle of the road, and it tends to make me think I'm too close to the white line on the center, because it's in the middle of the lane, and I guess I tend to drive a little bit to the right, so that made me uneasy, but he said you'll get over it.
If I got traffic coming at me, especially at night, I guide on that white line over on the right side notoriously to give me the ultimate amount of spacing between the other vehicle. But I talked to the technicians one time at Toyota up in Joplin, Missouri, and I said, well, the Prius has been out now for quite a few years, huh? I said, it's about 10 years coming up. I said, how many new batteries have you had to change? He said, we've yet to change a battery out. So that pretty much surprised me. But speaking of lithium ion, I got to tell you one that just happened. I bought lithium ion batteries at Costco's the other day. Oh, it's been a few months ago. And I have motion sensing lights on the stairwell. One as you start down and one at the bottom in case the light bulb goes out or something on the regular light. And I put lithium ones in there. And I put a set in there, maybe 3 weeks ago, in the one that you start down the stairs with and it lights. And you know, two out of three of those were at 0 volts or below. And only one of them survived, and it was 1.5, well, no, less than one, around 1.5 volts. But two out of three. And you know, that was in a AA cell. So I think just stick with the regular old alkalines. I sure wouldn't waste my money on those fancy lithiums for that application.
You're right. Well, I got some trivia for you. I really like the Tesla, and I know a bunch of trivia. How many batteries are there in a standard Tesla?
You mean cells in it? Phil, I can't tell you, but there's a lot of cells in it that make up that one battery.
8,100, and they are all monitored and controlled individually by the computer.
Very possible with electronics and the microprocessors nowadays. Pretty amazing. Is there an estimated finite time on their life, or is there, and I'm sure there would be some kind of a warranty on them. I know they're in the kilowatt range. They generate a lot of power, because I think their range is something like 320 miles.
Oh, they got one now that's 400 miles, and Dave's got one. It might be that big Model X. It's got a 100-kilowatt battery. Well, they claim within 5 years you're still at 90% capacity. If it's anywhere near close to that, that's great.
Yeah, they have a mode on that. I think it's the X model. It's insane mode or something like that. You realize that you're pulling the G's of being shot off a catapult on a carrier, and I've done that before many times. And I got to tell you, that's a lot of G's for a car to exert, probably 3.5, 4 G's.
They call it ludicrous mode, and but who needs to be at 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds? I mean, it's going to get away from you if you do that much.
Well, you know, it makes me wonder, because you said there's motors on all four wheels of certain models, and they got the slip detection and all that, and it's constant horsepower, constant torque. So a great advantage there. I think, you know, they're going to be outrunning the fuel dragsters if they keep up.
As you know, an electric motor has full torque from zero RPM. That's where the Tesla beats these cars, is off the starting line. But I assure you, if you're on an on-ramp and you want to get ahead of the traffic, you will beat it.
It's in Gerald TR. Yeah, well, you know, I worked on CNC machine tools for many years, and like when they had pulse width modulation and that, and then they went to variable frequency, but that was about the time I retired, and that's what I'm sure those things probably are. We had permanent magnet motors, you might say. They had rare earth samarium cobalt in them, and for quite a few years. That was top secret stuff. They only used it in inertial nav and stuff like that. But now it's everywhere. But the machine tools were that way, like when they were constant surface speed and that, and they go into a cut, and everything just kept right on clicking like it was supposed to.
Well, I'm about where I'm going, Tom, and I know somebody else probably wants to use the repeater. And you have a good day, and I'll talk to you next time. W4 would never give up.
The pleasure's all mine, sir, and I really enjoyed it. I think Bernice is going to be making some masks for the grandkids, and I'm going to try to mount a surface mount Casablanca fan over there near her sewing area, which may be a new experience. I've never done that on a suspended ceiling. So listen to the EMT calls in case I don't quite get it right. EMS, I should say. Anyway, 73's Phil, and you have a good day. We'll talk to you later. This is Gerald TR Clear.
See you.
Hey, Phil. Bye, Phil. Hey, Tom. Bye, Tom. W2T.
Hey, Rusty. Bye, Rusty.
I was just sitting there having a cup of coffee and a cookie, Rusty. How's your day?
Well, let's see. I've been to the post office. I've been to Sam's Club. I've been to my place I get my printer ink. I've been to get a haircut, and I've been to Publix. And now I'm home, and I'm going to sit down and have me a sandwich for some kind of lunch this afternoon. And all. But, you know, just doing the things you normally got to do when the eagle flies.
It was payday. We haven't went anywhere. Just been working in the yard, and I went out and round up a crepe myrtle tree that I cut down. And I shot 7 on the green pepper plants, which we're not getting any, but I think we've got 1 or 2 this year. And the cucumbers, now we've done pretty good on them. And I sprayed them with 7. And Bernice planted some cantaloupe out back, some little sweet ones. So they are blooming in that, if we can keep the varmints away. And I went down and changed the SD card on the game camera. And we'll see what that comes up with in the next few days. Just doing it for the fun of it. I found a couple of game cameras here a while back in Walmart's for $25, and I thought that might be fun.
Interesting showed up on your videos.
Well, I seen a large buck, a small buck, and a vulture. I had disposed of a chicken that had gotten sick. And that's one of the reasons I put it out there. And then a raccoon, bless you, huh? A raccoon and a possum. And they were having a feast on that chicken.
Good. That means you're keeping the neighborhood well fed.
120-130 yards out there. So I was kind of leery of it. I don't want to attract varmints up here, but I know my neighbor, Tim, they have seen bobcat, one, and a coyote come through there, and he says the squirrels about eat you alive down there. And I've only had this up for a few days, but I always wanted to do that. And for $25, it was, it's exercise and fun both.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I just heard you and Phil in there, and I just wanted to say hello. And let me go fix me a sandwich because I'm starting to get hungry. My bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit gave out a good while ago. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Yeah, Bernice likes those from McDonald's, and she makes them here occasionally. Anyways, there's some big old brown eggs out there. She's making bacon tomato sandwich, I know. I don't know what she's doing with the egg. Oh, she's making tater soup. Well, make sure your boat's got no holes in it, because I guess we're going to get a lot of rain in the next 3 days or so, Rusty. I see it's starting to cloud up. I'm showing 95 degrees and 47% humidity and 5-mile-an-hour wind from the northeast. 73's W2T and 0TR's now clear and QRT.